This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. In 1915, Sergei Rachmaninoff, at the height of his powers as a composer, turned his attention to the early music of the Russian church, borrowing styles of chant and Russian Orthodox versions of Latin hymns to create one of his own favorite compositions. The Santa Fe Desert Chorale will close its summer season with three special performances of Rachmaninoff's Vespers, August 16th and 17th in Santa Fe, and August 18th in Albuquerque. And we have on the phone with us this morning Joshua Haberman, the music director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Josh, we think of Rachmaninoff's music as grandly romantic, very theatrical. The Vespers is a more subdued work than that.
I think that's correct. We associate Rachmaninoff with the piano concertos and, you know, those big flashy pieces that we know and love, as you said, that are very romantic. I think the Vespers is romantic in its own way, but at the same time, it comes with a deep, glowing joyousness that is really distinguished from his other works, especially his instrumental works.
I'd love you to talk a little bit about the influences on the Vespers. Rachmaninoff studied chant, and for his entire career really was very interested in music from the Russian church. What kind of music influenced him when he was putting the Vespers together?
Well, we know from his writings that he went back to old church documents and really researched the old melodies, as you said. And that was the source of his composition, of course, is that he built the composition around chants, or what he calls conscious counterfeits, that aren't actual chants, but chants that he himself wrote so very much in the style of the old ones that they're essentially indistinguishable from the real thing. So we know that he went back to all those old sources, and he went back to the composers that went before him as well. Tchaikovsky wrote incredible Orthodox music that most of us, again, don't know because we know his symphonies and his, you know, his great big romantic literature, but in fact Tchaikovsky was a model for this as well.
I hesitate to use the word simple, but there is a very sort of simple and lovely quality about the Vespers, but that really belies the fact that there is quite complicated multi-part choral music going on here. This is very complicated stuff.
It is. I might use the word direct in that it speaks very directly, I think, from person to person, and people who hear it and know the work well tend to say that it speaks, despite its complexity, very directly to them, and they have a real connection to the work. But there's no question that there's some intricacies to be handled. Rachmaninoff treats the choir like an orchestra. Mm-hmm. So at certain parts, he divides into 8, 10, 12 parts. It gets quite complex, and he has interesting doublings where the women are doubling the men at an octave, or sometimes men and women are doubling each other, singing the exact same line in the same octave. So it's a very interesting and constantly shifting fabric of sound.
Mm. There are 24 members of the Desert Chorale. You're going to add to that for this particular performance.
We are. We have 12 alumni singers coming back, so we'll expand to a larger group of 36.
And the Desert Chorale is doing something very nice for the audience, that your composer in residence this year is going to give concert preview before each performance.
That's Robert Keir, who's a wonderful speaker and just an incredible musician and scholar. And he's going to speak not only at our Rachmaninoff performances, but at almost all of our performances throughout the season. And those talks take place an hour before curtain time.
Joshua Haberman leads the Santa Fe Desert Chorale in Rachmaninoff's Vespers in Santa Fe on August 16th at 8 at the Cathedral of St. Francis, and on August 17th at 6 in the Cristo Rey Church, and in Albuquerque on August 18th at 8 at the Cathedral of St. John. For tickets and for information on the Chorale's other performances this summer, go to desertchorale.org or call 988-1234. Josh, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's great to be with you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.